Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, February 11, 2016. Israeli forces destroyed over 40 Palestinian homes and structures on Thursday in the Tobas district of the occupied West Bank, as ongoing Israeli policies in the Jordan Valley continue to drive Palestinians out of their homes. Local sources said that Israeli forces and bulldozers stormed the Palestinian communities of Al-Farisiya and Khalit al-Khadr and demolished 7 homes, displacing 7 families. Forces also demolished 35 structures in the Bardala and Ain al-Bayda communities. The communities targeted in Thursday's demolitions are all located in Area C, the over 60% of the occupied West Bank, under full Israeli military control, where building permits are near impossible for Palestinians to obtain from Israel. As a result, Palestinian communities are forced to build illegally and face the constant threat of demolition and displacement. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers invaded on Wednesday at night and Thursday at dawn several neighborhoods in occupied Jerusalem and kidnapped 7 Palestinians, including 4 children. Moreover, several Israeli military vehicles invaded on Thursday at dawn Kabatia town south of Jenin and kidnapped 6 Palestinians, while another Palestinian was kidnapped near Nablus in the northern part of the West Bank. In the meantime, Israeli soldiers invaded on Thursday at dawn several Palestinian communities in the southern West Bank district of Hebron, invaded and searched homes, and kidnapped 3 Palestinians. In other news, a delegation from the European Parliament was blocked by Israeli authorities from entering Gaza on Tuesday, the EU said in a statement. The delegation said, according to news sources, that they were not given a reason for being barred from the blockaded enclave, where they were due to assess the damage caused by an Israeli military operation in 2014, as well as the progress in EU-funded reconstruction efforts. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, February 11, 2016 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Rassan Banoura and me, Saeed Banoura.